AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The debt ceiling and budget bill that goes up for a vote later in the House is facing strong opposition from some Republicans.
My beef is that you cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut.
That is Texas's Chip Roy. They want more cuts in spending. The bill also would raise the nation's debt limit, averting a government default. This is Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
For some on the far, far, far right, and there's a lot of them over there, this bill isn't mean enough. Let that sink in, everybody. By weaponizing the debt ceiling, Republicans are establishing a precedent that will haunt us forever.
President Biden is heading out of town while all this unfolds.
We're going to deal with the debt ceiling. I think things are going as planned, God willing.
The president will be giving the commencement speech at the Air Force Academy. Sources tell the AP former Vice President Mike Pence will officially launch his widely expected campaign for the Republican nomination for president in Iowa next week. The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled two state laws banning abortion are unconstitutional, but the procedure remains illegal in the state in nearly all cases except life-threatening situations. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration plans to require all new passenger cars and light trucks to include potentially life-saving automatic emergency braking and meet stricter safety standards within 3 years. Chief Counsel Ann Carlson wants the brakes to be effective at much higher speeds.
We're also including what we call full collision avoidance. That means that a vehicle has to stop without touching another vehicle in front of it.
NHTSA says 90% of new passenger vehicles already include the braking technology. President Biden has approved a new package of military aid for Ukraine that totals up to $300 million and includes additional munitions for drones and an array of other weapons. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. CEO pay growth is slowing.
The typical compensation package for chief executives who run S&P 500 companies rose just 0.9% last year to a median of $14.8 million. That's according to data analyzed for the Associated Press by Equilar. That means half the CEOs in the survey made more and half made less. It was the smallest increase since 2015. Still, the drop is unlikely to quell mounting criticism that CEO pay has become excessively high and the imbalance between company bosses and rank-and-file workers too wide. Julie Walker, New York.
Canada will soon become the first country in the world where warning labels must appear on individual cigarettes. The warnings in English and French include poison in every puff, tobacco smoke harms children, and cigarettes cause impotence. Ed Donahue, AP News.